Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. I'm Lauren Yass, your host and the HLGU Alumni Director. Again, this is a weekly podcast featuring HLGU alumni, students, events, campus news, and so much more. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on our beautiful campus, and I have a very special guest today. I have Molly, one of our really awesome students here at Hannibal LaGrange. Welcome, Molly.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, Molly, can you just tell me how you came to be at Hannibal LaGrange? Because you have a great story.
Yes. So my story is a bit unique. I didn't come here my first semester, my freshman year. I went to a community college at first, simply because of cost. I am very stingy with my money. So when looking at schools, I was a little caught off guard by prices, and that was really something I wanted to avoid, student loans, things like that.
Sure.
So when looking at schools, Hannibal had always been an option. I'm the eighth person in my family to come to Hannibal LaGrange. So obviously, we have spent a lot of time here, and I knew the campus well, but I just couldn't get over the cost that first year. So I spent my first semester at that community college, and I knew instantly my first week. I was like, nope, this is not where God needs me to be. So I finished out my semester there, and then I was looking for different schools to attend, and Hannibal just became the best option for me. And you really do pay for quality when you are looking for schools like that. And so I can definitely see a difference in my own life coming to Hannibal LaGrange. There's definitely you just get better professors who are here for you, and they are here to help you in your spiritual walk and your growth, but also in your academics. I had felt at my other school I was struggling because my classes didn't seem to help me in my education. It didn't seem to be quite what I needed. I didn't feel like I was learning quite as much, and I have learned so much here. It's been wonderful.
Well, so, great. Yeah. And your age? Junior.
Correct.
Now.
Yes.
Great. Yep. And in the Christian Ministries Department.
Yeah. So Christian Studies, I'm a biblical focus. And a great thing about HLG, too, is I'm able to graduate a semester early. And I wouldn't have been able to do that at other schools. So I'm really grateful for that aspect as well, that they prepare you well enough to be able to do things like that.
Okay. And I know you've talked about just the difference in atmosphere and just how God really let you know that you're where you should be.
Oh, 100%. The people I've met here, the friends I've made, and again, the professors, I think that's a big thing about Hannibal LaGrange. There's just so many people who want your best interest here, and they talk to you when you're in the cafeteria. You sit by yourself. You know, there's always someone who wants to come and sit by you and talk to you. And I think that's just a beautiful thing that God can do for us, is just put those different people in our lives. So it's really been a beautiful experience to be able to come to a school where God is the focus in most of our students' lives, and also in our professors who want that atmosphere for all of us.
Nice. Okay, so you talked about cost. I mean, we haven't decreased our cost.
Yes.
So how did you work that out?
Yeah, so Hannibal LaGrange has a lot of different scholarship opportunities, and I know that most students here are on scholarship for different things, whether that's athletics or work-study scholarships and things like that. The Heritage Scholarship is a big one as well. So different things like that have been a huge impact on my financial stability and being able to continue attending here. I'm so grateful for all the donors who have been able to give to help me in that aspect, not only specifically for the Christian Studies Department, but I know a lot of different students who have received scholarship that really does make an impact on our lives, and it helps us not only financially but also mentally, because it makes us know that people are praying for us, thinking of us, and want us to do well and want us to attend a private Christian university that can give us what we need in our spiritual walk as well.
Neat. When I was a student, I received a lot of great scholarships, and I think as a student I didn't realize that somebody funded those scholarships. Like, there was a person behind that. And I know this year, for the first time, we did our donor scholarship appreciation night, where you as the recipient got to actually meet your donor.
Yes.
And I just think that opportunity would be so special for both the donor and the student, because you could meet them, and they could put a face and personality with the name that they receive of who receives their gift.
Yes. And that's beautiful on our end, too, being able to see the people who are, being God's provision in our own lives. I think that's just a wonderful picture of seeing us helping one another in all the different ways that God can provide for us.
Yeah, because we have so many people who give to scholarships and have endowed scholarships in their name, but also just give to the generic student scholarship fund that, mm-hmm. that can be used for so many different students. And it is. It's just neat knowing that I'm helping Molly.
Yes. Yes.
Or I'm helping Joe or, you know, whoever. And it is. It's just a blessing to get to see that it's really made a difference in your life.
It truly has. It truly has. The scholarships are wonderful.
Mm, that's a good story. Well, so Molly, what are your plans for the future?
Yeah. So with my degree, it's very broad. So I have a lot of different options. I've been looking at different nonprofits and things like that to work with in the future. I don't have a strict plan set here, just following God's call wherever He leads me. But yeah, like I said, there's lots of different options, and that's one of the things I'm grateful for as well, because with this degree in Christian studies, I can use that in multiple different things, whether I go down a strict ministry path or just in my everyday life. I now have a firm foundation in what I'm doing and what I'm doing it for in that aspect.
Nice. Okay, well, Molly is actually our featured student in the Hannibal Grange University End of the Year letter, which hopefully a lot of you who are listening will receive that in the next week or so. I also want to tell you that it is Giving Tuesday, which is a worldwide campaign to think about nonprofits and think about giving back to them. You know, we have Cyber Monday, which was yesterday, and now we have Giving Tuesday. So it's a great opportunity to give. If you want to give to students like Molly, you can just sign up for scholarships on our website. You can give online at hlg.edu/giving. You can also call the office at 573-629-3124. And you can give more than just today on Giving Tuesday. You can also give by the end of the year to receive that great 2021 tax deduction, but you can make a gift on our website at any time you want. And if you want to give to more than just scholarships, we have so many options. You can give to athletic teams, you can give to Friends of the Arts, which is our fine arts fund. So there's lots of ways to support students here at Hannibal Grange. And again, as Molly said, we cover prayers as well, because we know that makes a difference.
100%, yes.
Well, Molly, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to those of you who are listening, who have been donors, and those of you who have been praying for us. We really do appreciate all that you've done for us and how you're being God's provision in our lives.
Mm, good stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much, Molly. We wish you the best. We know the semester's gearing up in intensity. And
yes.
So we will be praying for you and all of your classmates.
Thank you.
And probably the faculty, too.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, this is Lauren Yals, Scarlet Blue and You. And it's Giving Tuesday. And we've had Molly. Thank you.
Thank you.